Hi, everybody. My name is Mike. I'm an addict. Thank you for asking for me to share. There's nothing like when you do things in Narcotics Anonymous that you can't plan for, sometimes that is the best, you know? And it's always an honor to be of service. I have been clean. My clean date is September 16th, 2011. And I'll jump around in my story. When I first came to Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't come here because I was on a mission to, you know, get clean, live a life of recovery. I basically was at a point in my drug use that things got way out of control. And I didn't classify myself as a drug addict at the time. I was like, oh, I'm a person that abuses drugs. And I used to think, separate myself so differently from addicts because I didn't want to admit that I had a problem. But when I was 39 years old, I checked myself into a rehab and thought I could get a nice little break from life, from work. I was on the verge of getting fired and, you know, of course, was dead broke and life was out of control. And anyway, so that was almost 14 years ago. Leading up to that, my other half of my life, I started off very young. Well, for me, it was, you know, age 13 and, you know, all the standard things that when I first started doing drugs and drinking, it gave me everything I didn't have, right? Like I was a little kid. I was overweight, a little kid, and was so uncomfortable with myself. I didn't know how to act around people. I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't popular. And then lo and behold, you put some drugs and some booze in my hand and my whole life changed around. And in which, of course, I thought was for the better, but it was just like, you know, now there was I had a reason. I started dating girls and like all these things started happening. My whole life, you know, even at a very young age, was centered around alcohol and drugs in one form or the other. Let me see time, because okay. So to skip over everything and just to sort of generalize a little bit, I started around age 13. I tried at age 18 to get clean for my first time after getting arrested, yada, yada, yada. You know, was told go to meetings and go to rehab. The judge, you know, will lower the sentence and all that kind of stuff. And so I was kind of the person that just played along with whatever, you know, whatever I could do, whatever I was told, so I wouldn't get into that much trouble. And so, yeah, life throughout using, I mean, let's face it, there were some happy times, there were some fun times, right? But it was all pathetic. Like, I couldn't do anything without being high. That's what I mean by that is that any kind of social life, any kind of dating, I did not feel comfortable with myself at all. Like, but once you would put booze or drugs into me, you know, it changed things around. It gave me that personality and it gave me this kind of charisma that I thought, right? It basically was just covering up for somebody who didn't know how to live clean, didn't, you know, there was a lot of trauma in childhood. There was a lot of verbal abuse, and I never actually dealt with any of that stuff. And the only way I was able to deal with it was I used. When I first got into, I'll throw in a funny story is that through that whole time, there was one long-term relationship I had for 10 years. And the funniest thing was, is that when I met her, she couldn't speak a word of English. And a lot of people told me like the only reason she stuck with me is because she couldn't understand how fucked up I was. We had an English-Polish dictionary and that's how we started talking. And so imagine going on a canoe ride with somebody and, you know, you both have a dictionary as you're paddling along. And so for an addict like me, that was fucking great, right? It was great because she thought I was the best of everything and couldn't understand how fucked up I was. By the time she actually learned the language, got a job, she smartened up and, you know, she got the hell out. Needless to say, she was one of the people that made it on my amends list when I started doing some step work. So So life had its trials and tribulations. When I came in, like I said, I didn't think I was an addict. And why didn't I think so? Because I said to myself, well, I go to work every day, right? I'm not living under a bridge. I classified addicts any way I possibly could so it wouldn't reflect that I'm the one. Like, I'm not, because I don't do this kind of drug, or I'm not living under the bridge. And but when I first got into Narcotics Anonymous, somebody said something to me, and it was totally profound, because I told him how different I thought I was from everybody. And he's like, all your life, the best of your thinking, and where did it get you? It got you sitting in this seat here. So he was like, maybe take some suggestions here, because you're thinking this is what ends, this is where your life has gone, being dead broke and sitting in Narcotics Anonymous meeting. So he's like, at least give it a chance. Although I thought all of you were full of shit, I couldn't conceive people could actually stay clean. I started following some of the suggestions that people were giving me. And of course, it's the basic ones we hear all the time, but they hold so much power, which is about getting a sponsor, taking service commitments, going to 90 meetings in 90 days, all those standard things we hear again and again and again. And I started doing some of those things out of spite. I really didn't think they were going to have any profound impact on me. But as the other person said, my thinking got me here. let me actually try your guys' way of thinking and of doing things. So, and so I started taking some of the suggestions, doing it out of spite. Didn't think they were going to do too much for me. But it was good. Especially taking service commitments, they actually allowed me to meet other people on a personal level, because it was very difficult for me to connect with people in NA. The God thing. I used to create anywhere I would see the word God, I would cross the word God out. And I came into Narcotics Anonymous, a very hardcore atheist, and I didn't like to read the word God. I didn't like to hear the topics of God. It drove me absolutely crazy. I didn't find secular until 12 years in. So what that meant for me was, some way possible, I had to find ways to suck it up and deal with it, because I didn't know of anything else. And there was too much that I was getting out of NA to just turn my back. I also, through the more that I've heard other people share in secular NA, that based on where we are living in this country, where I am in Connecticut, things are extremely very easygoing. There's not a lot of religious folk, for lack of better words. There's not a lot of people that push a certain type of belief in a deity of God and this and that. It's kind of, live type of thing. So I feel fortunate for that. But regardless, as I started moving on throughout recovery, it was difficult for me to work the steps. I felt definitely different than everybody else. I couldn't grasp my head around coming to believe in a power and various things. And then there was one old timer. And he's actually was a religious old timer. He gave me a piece of advice, and that piece of advice was, just about using the group of Narcotics Anonymous as a power greater than myself. And, said, am I smarter than all? If I have a problem, and if I go into a meeting and there's 40 people in the meeting, do I think that my single-handed knowledge about how to deal with the problem is, like, I have more insight than all 40 people in the meeting? And so I was able to then grasp an understanding of good orderly direction, I called it. Where the people of Narcotics Anonymous and the literature of Narcotics Anonymous would be my good orderly direction, which hence for G-O-D, but not in the God in the sense of deity, but the God in the sense of just the good orderly direction. So that's what I used. And that's what I started with. I don't know, year clean. And it's probably 95% of what I still believe right now is just the good orderly direction that I get from the literature of NA, and the direction that, from you guys. And so that's how my belief in a higher power developed. Now, with that said, it was still very difficult for me to work the steps and actually admit to sponsors that had a religious belief about. And so I basically avoided it. And I don't recommend it to anybody, but I did step one. I haphazardly did step two. And then when it came to step three, there was like no fucking way. I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I didn't feel comfortable talking to anybody about how to do it. Finally, I switched sponsors at around 10 years clean. And what was cool about when I switched sponsors, my new sponsor just didn't give a shit about what I believed for a higher power. He called his higher power huge, never described it to me, never described anything. He's like, "That's just what I call my higher power. You do it." And I was like, "Okay." So I'm like, "So I said, so if it's energy, if it's," he goes, "I don't give a shit what it is." And it was like, "Great." So I never had to fully explain anything to him. And that was easy. That made actually working step three just that much easier. It allowed me to just kind of, when they were talking about praying and doing everything else, I call it reading. Like they're how some people may think they're gonna get their stuff from praying, and that's fine. I respect all it, but that's just not how I get my good orderly direction from reading and from you guys. So that's how things started. And what's beautiful is that when I finally found secular NA, which just happened, I was going through virtual NA and it said something about atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers. And I was like, "What the hell is that?" And so I joined a meeting and I'm thinking to myself, and it's okay when it happens, because like before, but I thought to myself, like, "Oh, is this just going to be a meeting where everybody's going to be in there and like, fuck God, I don't fucking like this guy, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be no recovery. And it's just going to be like, we're all going to say how we can." And of course, you get some of that. And that's of the when I first started coming to secular, it was great because I finally had the opportunity to, unleash some shit that, and so it was great. But then as I found, and the more meetings that I went to, it was like, holy shit, this is Narcotics Anonymous. It's just Narcotics Anonymous from a secular, point of view. And I was just thrilled. And I got so worried at first. I was trying to say, is this real? Is this actually a regular NA meeting? Is this existing? Is it too good to be true? So I had to research the heck out of you guys. I had to research what special interest groups were, how we handle money. Like I needed to make sure that what I was getting involved in was legit. Like this is Narcotics Anonymous. And it is. So, I have found what's blown my mind is that I have found now in the 2 years, I believe it's been that I've been in secular, stronger sense of self that I have, being more comfortable in my beliefs, being more comfortable with other people and their beliefs. And, it's grown to a level that is just, it's changed my life. I am so happy to be of service to secular NA, because I tell you, when I think through my time in Narcotics Anonymous, the amount of people that had a problem with the God and left the fellowship. Now I have something to say when I go and I speak at even regular meetings. I don't get up there and try to say, I'm the atheist. I don't try to get up there and try to make a big deal out of it, but always make sure that I add that I say there's special interest groups out there for various, people with different, whether it's for men, for women. I said, and there's also for people that, for free thinkers and for people that, have an issue with the topic of God, that there's a secular a special interest group out there too that I attend. And so I kind of just lit it in the. And I can't tell you the response that I get from people sometimes, where I get pulled after the meeting. And they say, "You know what, Mike? I've never believed in, this religion. I've never believed in that. It's, I believe in." And I said, "It's just wonderful to be part of secular NA and to also be able to feel comfortable now talking about that with others. I feel my footing within Narcotics Anonymous is that much more grounded. Like." I connect with you guys on a whole deeper level. And I used to think to myself, how could it be through Zoom? or through any online platform that I could feel so connected with people. And but it's true. It's absolutely true that there is a strong connection that I have with you guys here. And I'm so thankful for it. I finally, got the courage to go and get married. Like there's a lot of things that have happened. Just moving on with my life and taking risks and all these things that I wasn't able to just do before. I've gained a new amount of self-confidence through being in secular. It's also helped me now dramatically when it comes to working the steps. Just having such a clearer understanding and not having to feel guilt over, not praying, and my way of contacting my higher power is through coming to this meeting and seeing you guys. You're a power greater than me, and you help me. And that goes for the person that's here with one day clean, for the person with decades clean. It's helped me to stay more connected every night. I go to more meetings now. Prior to finding secular, I was, going to one or two a week, and I always kept up service work. But after coming to secular, it's easy now to log into a meeting at night and just and go to a meeting. All right, 3 minutes left. This is where I need to reflect to say is to touch on very specific issues possibly. So this may just be a 10-second pause. Some things that have happened, and I'm so grateful for throughout recovery, is that some things haven't happened for me overnight. Like people that get clean, sometimes you hear how they can, reconnect with their family so quickly. And it took my family some time to, like, regain trust in me. And part of that was through, just staying clean. I was able to make, amends and things to them, but it didn't mean what meant more to some close family members was actually, okay, is Mike gonna actually do it this time? Is he gonna actually stay clean and live a life of recovery? And so I found that over time, there was connections that were lost with some people that I never thought I would get back. And granted, there's some that I never did get back and never will. But I have found just by staying clean and trying to make the necessary decision, I've gotten people back. I've developed I have a relationship today with my brother. I have a relationship with my father. I have an open and honest relationship with my wife. I never knew what it meant to stay faithful, right? I never thought I was a man that was that it was possible for me to stay faithful, but through working some of the steps, I was able to actually see it revealed so much about me. It revealed so much about, my fears and what I'm afraid of and what I'm scared of, and how to deal with some of that stuff now in a healthier manner, which means that, I don't have to run to somebody or run to a substance or run to anything to hide from what I'm feeling inside. So I've learned a lot about myself, and there's always more to learn. And that's the one thing I know is that whenever I think I've learned it all, no, not at all. Like there's always more avenues and more doors to be opened up. I live a life today that I never thought that, like in 2026, I'll be coming up on 15 years. My first thought of when I came into NA is like, if you're fucking here at, 15 years, you must not have a life. I'm thinking to myself, like, like, how could you be going to meeting? And now it's just the opposite. Now it's like, this is the life that I want to live, is being part of this, is being here for others, being here for that newcomer, like other people were here for me. Not just taking and turning my back and living my life, but actually being here and being available for others who are trying to stay clean and live a new way of life without the use of drugs and alcohol. Although I say that a lot, but our clarity statement says there's absolutely no difference. So when I keep on saying drugs and alcohol, I could just say drugs because alcohol is a drug. So and it doesn't matter what you do here, but I know we're all welcome. Anyways, I thank you for asking me on the spot. Hopefully, I was able to spin some stuff up off the top of my head that people can relate to. And I will, yeah, I will end there and thank you so much.